From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine. With me, Rivai, and I'll accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Minister Sri Mulyani challenges youth to develop startup apps to help the government. Minister Susi Pujastuti said, government preparing great program to develop Indonesia's human resources. Now the news in details. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that millennial generation has the opportunity to help the government by establishing a startup company. Moreover, the government needs a tool, either an information system or an application, that enhances its performance accountability. It was stated by Minister Sri Mulyani when attending a national movement titled Ignite the Nation. 1,000 Startup Digital Indonesia at Istora Senayan in South Jakarta on Sunday. Escorted by Tempo, Minister Sri Mulyani pointed out that one of the opportunities could be seen from the budget poster as listed in the state budget APBN. She added that education, village funds, ultra-micro credit distribution to research funds are potential sectors. She added that in 2020, the government would disburse village funds worth 72 trillion rupiah to 75,000 villages. Therefore, she hoped that youth could utilize the fund to support the development of their regions. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujastuti said that the Indonesian government is currently preparing a great program to develop quality human resources in the future. The program is a part of the National Midterm Development Plan 2020-2045. She also explained that in addition to continuously building infrastructure, the government also needs to pay attention on the dietary of Indonesian people to develop eligible and healthy human resources. Regarding the plan to develop healthy Indonesian generations, Minister Susi called on Indonesian people to consume fish, as it is the source of protein and omega, so that Indonesian human resources can grow healthily and strongly. Furthermore, she also called on Indonesian people to maintain cleanliness of oceans. Minister Susi is committed to continuously tackling illegal and destructive fishing, which can pollute ocean. The Indonesian Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, SMEs, calls on Indonesian small and medium enterprises to utilize export opportunity by participating in various workshops and training to enhance their competence. Assistant Deputy of Entrepreneurship at the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises, Nasrun Siagian, in a press release received by Antara on Monday said that export training is one of the most frequent training held by the ministry, since a lot of small and medium enterprises would like to export their products, but they do not have adequate information about the procedure. Nasrun also said that export training helps SMEs build their network. He took, for example, the training which was held in Lampung on Sunday. At the event, the ministry provided information related to exports such as export business, certification, payment system, export documents, and ways to search for export market. Governor of Jakarta Anies Baswedan inaugurated a public cultural spot located at Dukuh Atas Sudirman Boulevard, Central Jakarta. He said in Jakarta on Sunday, quoted by Antara, that the cultural spot is the third space for Jakartans after their homes and offices, so they could experience different atmosphere. Jakarta residents and non-residents could get together in the spot for interaction without looking at their socioeconomic status. Meanwhile, head of the Jakarta Highway Office, Hari Nugroho, said that the cultural spot is located at an area measuring 2,000 square meters and has facilities such as skateboard area, viewing desk, and a mini tropical forest, as well as an area for musical and cultural performances. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Ministry of Communication and Informatics aims for the emergence of new startups in Indonesia until it reaches unicorn status. This was said by Minister of Communication and Informatics, Rudiantara, during the opening of Ignite the Nation at Istora Senayan Stadium in Jakarta on Sunday. He said that startup companies have indeed been found in Indonesia, especially those that utilize digital technology. However, he hopes that startups can go through good stages so that they can obtain capital and continue to develop as a unicorn that Indonesia now has. Ignite the Nation is a part of the National 1000 Digital Startup Movement initiated by the Ministry of Communication and Informatics in a bid to encourage the growth of startups in Indonesia. Ignite the Nation, with the theme Superior Digital Millennial Resources, 1000 Digital Innovations Advance Indonesia, aims to ignite the spirit of a digital economy that coincides with the commemoration of Indonesian Independence Day on August 17. The Padang City of West Sumatra Trade Office will soon open the first Padang restaurant in Vietnam, located in Ho Chi Minh City and Ba Ria Phung, Tau Province. This information was conveyed directly by head of the Padang City Trade Office and Rizal during a visit to the Indonesian Consulate General's Ho Chi Minh City guest house on Saturday. He explained that the opening of the Padang restaurant is a follow-up to the cooperation between Padang City government and Ba Ria Phung Tau province in the trade sector. In addition to being the first in Vietnam, this restaurant will also become a kind of gallery and tourism promotion site for the city of Padang and West Sumatra, or even Indonesia in general. He hopes that foreign tourists who visit the restaurant can be attracted to visit Padang so that it can increase revenue in the tourism sector of Padang. To attract potential tourists, the Padang City will provide opportunity for foreign tourists to stay for free at hotel listed under the B2B cooperation scheme. The Indonesian Red Cross commemorated the 74th anniversary of Indonesian Independence Day on Saturday by carrying out a restoration program to assist victims of last year's Sunda Strait tsunami in Sangyang Island, Serang, Banten Province. As a part of the program, the PME built a clean water facility, provided a health service, and distributed school kits, hygiene kits, baby kits, blankets, and tops to the local people. It was stated by head of PME Disaster Mitigation Division, Arifin M. Hadi, in Jakarta on Sunday. In addition, Arifin Hadi explained that local residents are also engaged in the launching of the program. Escorted by Antara, Arifin added that this restoration program is part of the PMI's commitment to serving the tsunami victims, starting from the phases of emergency response to recovery and restoration. Meanwhile, head of the PMI headquarters in Serang, Abdul Basit, said that those living in Sangyang Island, a small island which is located around 10 miles from Anyer Beach, severely suffered from the impact of last year's earthquake and tsunami. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History. Well, our regular program Today in History started for an event on August 19, 1980, Saudi Flight 163 crashed. Saudi Arabian Flight 163 Lockheed L. 1011 airplane landed in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, from Karachi, Pakistan. The landing killed 287 passengers and 14 crews. The accident of the plane has been the biggest one in Saudi Arabian history so far. Music. The next event is that in 2003, bomb exploded at the United Nations headquarters in Iraq. A bomb attack occurred at the Canal Hotel in Baghdad, Iraq on August 19, 2003. The explosion of the bomb killed at least 22 people, including Special Representative of the United Nations in Iraq, Sergio Vera de Mello, and injured more than 100 people. To commemorate the event, the UN Assembly decided in August as a World Humanity Day. Music. The last Japanese dead in 2017, Southeast Asian Games 2017 was opened. The 29th Southeast Asian Games was held in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, starting from August 19th until 31st, 2017. As many as 38 sport branches with 404 numbers of competition were entered in the final list agreed by SHED on July 14, 2016. Malaysia as a host became grand champion with a total 323 medals, followed by Thailand, Vietnam, Singapore and Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Kita mungkin berbeda dalam kata dan rasa, namun ingat kita tetap bersaudara. Satukan langkah kita, sejalan seirama, hati kita untuk Indonesia. Jiwaku, jiwamu, bersatu untuk Indonesia lebih indah. Bersama wujudkan cita-cita Indonesia juara. Namun ingat kita tetap bersaudara. Satukan langkah kita, sejalan seirama, hati kita untuk Indonesia. Jiwaku, jiwamu, bersatu untuk Indonesia lebih indah. Bersama wujudkan cita-cita Indonesia juara.
Indonesia juara.
Takkan ada yang tak bisa bila kita percaya. Jangan pernah kau menyerah untuk Indonesia juara. Satu untuk Indonesia lebih indah. Bersama wujudkan cita-cita. Oh, jiwaku, jiwamu, bersatu untuk Indonesia lebih indah. Bersama wujudkan cita-cita Indonesia juara.
Indonesia juara.
Well, well, listener, that was song. And you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. In Indonesia Today's edition, I'd like to give you information about Indonesia and of course in my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The title of My Indonesia today is Three Ministries or Institutions to Receive the Biggest Budget in 2020. The Indonesian Minister of Defense, the Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, and the Police of Republic of Indonesia are the three ministers and institutions that will receive the largest portion of the budget in the 2020 draft state budget. This was affirmed by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani in a press conference about the 2020 draft state budget and its financial note in Jakarta on Friday. She explained that the Minister of Defense, responsible for national defense, will receive the largest budget allocation to reach 127.4 trillion rupiah, or up 16.2% compared to this year's budget projection of 109.96 trillion rupiah. Meanwhile, the budget of the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing is allocated 120.2 trillion rupiah, and the Indonesian Police reached 90.3 trillion rupiah. Minister Sri Mulyani reasoned that the National Police budget allocation is also related to the need to secure the simultaneous regional head election or Pilkada in 2020. Meanwhile, the Minister of Public Works and Public Housing will also receive more budget because the government raises the infrastructure budget by 4.9%. Minister Sri Mulyani said that the infrastructure budget would largely be used for the construction of new roads reaching 837 kilometers, 238 kilometers of railroad tracks, 6.9 kilometers of new bridges, and 49 new dams. In addition to the three ministers and institutions, the next highest budget is the Minister of Religious Affairs, reaching 65.1 trillion rupiah. The Minister of Social Affairs, 62.8 trillion rupiah, and the Minister of Health, 57.4 trillion rupiah, and the Minister of Transportation will reach 42.7 trillion rupiah. According to Minister of Sri Mulyani, an increase in the budget is also given to the Minister of Social Affairs by 9.7%, because an increase in the social assistance budget is provided by the government. Next year, the government will convert non-cash food assistance, BPNT, into 9 basic necessity card of containing assistance amounting to 150 rupiah. I'd say 150 thousand rupiah per month, with a total budget 28.1 trillion rupiah, an increase compared to the 2019 BNPT budget. In his speech when delivering the 2020 state budget and draft, President Joko Widodo said that the focus of the draft state budget is directed at 5 main points. The first point is strengthening the quality of human resources to realize healthy, smart, skilled, and prosperous human resources. The second one is the acceleration of infrastructure development supporting economic transformation. The third one is the strengthening of social protection programs to respond to demographic challenges and anticipate aging populations. The fourth point is strengthening the quality of fiscal decentralization to encourage regional independence, and the fifth point is anticipation of global uncertainty. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Menawar rasa gelombang maramu telah selalu merasa di sisimu.
Well, listener, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz, at website www.voinews.id. Well, listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you Siwa Lima Museum in Maluku. Stay tuned. Siwa Lima Museum is an important museum which has much information related to Maluku and its natural wealth and culture. The museum is located at Makmur Park, Amasuhu Village, Nusa Niue District, Ambon, Maluku. It was built in 1973. Siwa Lima Museum is quite exotic because it is on the hill which directly faces to Ambon Bay. The word of Siwa Lima is taken from local language and it consists of two words, Uli Siwa, meaning group of sembilan, and Pata Lima, meaning group of lima. The second word refers to nine kingdoms which dominated South Maluku and five kingdoms which dominated North Maluku. Two words were created one new meaning of Siwa Lima, representing the wealth of history, nature, and culture of Maluku, land of the kings. The construction of Siwa Lima Museum began from the Dutch bill, which required the Dutch to return historical stuff to Maluku in 1970. The historical stuff are built up in reservoirs and need space to be even more useful. Then it was found one location, which is ex-headquarters of West Irian forces and called Makmur Park. Finally, the place becomes the establishment of museum and functions to display and also to accommodate historical stuff handed over by the Dutch. The museum is only 5 kilometers from downtown and it takes around 10 minutes by motor vehicles. Siwa Lima Museum is educational media, which is quite effective for present generation to know well the life of Maluku in the past. Listeners, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much, Voice listener. We have listened a wonderful song, and you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. A listener would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happened in Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Do Not Forget or Jangan Lupa. Next is a conversation about Do Not Forget or Jangan Lupa. Tony and Joko's family are traveling to Parangtritis Beach. Tony will rinse his body after swimming at the beach. Dinda reminds Tony to pay for services of public bathrooms.
Dinda, di mana aku bisa mandi?
Oh, di kamar mandi umum. Itu di sana. Jangan lupa bayar ya.
Oke, berapa?
2.000.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Mandi, mandi, which means to bath. Di mana saya bisa mandi? Di mana saya bisa mandi? Where is the bathroom? Kamar mandi umum. Kamar mandi umum, which means public bathroom. Jangan lupa. Jangan lupa, which means do not forget. Membayar. Membayar, which means to pay. Berapa. Berapa, which means how much. 2.000. 2.000, which means 2,000s. Bawa kamera. Bawa kamera, which means bring a camera. Pesan tiket. Pesan tiket, which means order a ticket. Besok kita akan pergi ke pantai. Besok kita akan pergi ke pantai, which means we will go to the beach tomorrow. In the dialogue, Dinda said, "Jangan lupa bayar ya," which means "Do not forget to pay." The expression "jangan lupa" is used to remind someone not to forget to do something. Let's follow some examples of using it in the sentences. Jangan lupa besok kita akan pergi ke pantai. Jangan lupa besok kita akan pergi ke pantai, which means do not forget, we will go to the beach tomorrow. Jangan lupa bawa kamera, which means do not forget to bring camera. Tony, jangan lupa pesan tiket, which means Tony, do not forget to order the tickets. To remind elderly people or respected people in Indonesian language, it should be initiated with the word maaf. For example, Bu maaf, jangan lupa, besok kita akan pergi ke pantai. Which means, excuse me mom, do not forget tomorrow we will go to the beach. Pak maaf, jangan lupa bawa kamera. Which means, excuse me, sir, do not forget to bring camera. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Dinda, di mana aku bisa mandi?
Oh, di kamar mandi umum. Itu di sana. Jangan lupa bayar ya.
Oke, berapa?
2.000.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia, or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow. Other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Hati lebih dari yang ku miliki. Selalu ada waktuku bila untuk dirimu, menemani hari-harimu. Tiada pernah letihku mengungkapkan rasaku. Tetaplah bersama. Rasaku tetaplah bersama. Satu yang pasti.
That was a wonderful song. And you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, next segment, I'd like to give you information about the music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song entitled Sepasang Mata Bola. The song was composed by Ismail Marzuki in 1946. In the song, he told about love story during the struggling times. The song tells about situation in the struggling era of Indonesian independence. The lyrics of the song describes someone who feels admired and her heart is captivated with an officer at the first glance. She hopes to be able to meet him again sometime. Here is Sepasang Mata Bola sung by Sundari Sukojo.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bila tersayang jatuh di pangkuan, tiada keinginan hatiku menyayang selain diri. Cinta inginkan pelukan akan ku berikan padamu seorang semampu diriku. Selama bersama akan hanya sanggupi untuk ku memberi mimpi yang terindah. Selama bersama tiada hendakku berpisah. Oh, oh. Selagi bersama hanya ada kita. Coba bersumpah saling mencinta untuk selamanya.
Good.
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Kita mungkin berbeda dalam kata dan bahasa. rasa. Namun ingat kita tetap bersaudara.
Listener, we end our Togetherness in English Language Program broadcasting. Thank you very much for your attention. We'll give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voanews.id. And listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, or our Instagram account, voice_of_Indonesia. And you can visit our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia or to our email voi@voinews.id.